Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO, very excited about the ION. If you've not been there, you need to get out there as quickly as possible and get more information. And so today, our job is to introduce you to the executive director and hear more about the ION. Welcome. Glad to have you here, Jan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. And it's a pleasure to join you today. And I'm looking forward to connecting in person. I mean, it's the new thing again, you know, to get together.
That is correct. Hopefully this will be one of our last Zoom recordings here. And we hope to be back in person 100%, at least for our media interviews. And so looking forward to getting out and touring the ION. For folks who may not know the ION, I bet you they have seen it. So tell them a little bit about it.
Well, the ION is really, you know, a multitude of things. And it's an exciting project because it also serves honor to the history of Houston in that it actually, we did not tear down an old building, which is a traditional thing we do in Houston. You know, we really preserve that historic landmark that was the Sears and really are reinventing the Midtown area through that, you know, through creating a mission that anchors and activates and accelerates our innovation ecosystem, you know, and we're intentionally building partnerships and programs that we believe will create pathways to opportunities to advance and sustain economic resiliency and economic growth in Houston. And it's really about looking to the future and creating those intentional partnerships and opportunities. But it is a place, it's a building, it is a program. And so it's all of these things, which often makes it confusing. You know, so that's one of the things that, you know, one has to sort of deconvolve in the conversation and figure out what it really is. You know, it is 266 feet of mixed use space, office, co-working, prototyping, classrooms, event space, conferences, and restaurants. That's just at the core of it. It anchors 16 acres of land that truly will be a place. You know, what I often think about, and which is a very common term these days, creating a 15-minute city. It's a place where you can work, live, and play in sort of an environment where you can truly sort of embrace that sort of proximity, the density and the collision. And it's funny to talk about density during COVID, but density actually does matter. And I think, you know, the fact that we're on Zoom now just doesn't replace us sitting together around a table and having coffee. So
it will never replace it, but how fortunate we are that we have the technology to be able to continue to provide our message and to continue to provide resources to folks. So let me take a step back. If I'm a business owner, why does the ION matter to me? Why should it?
Well, it absolutely should. I think that one of the things we have seen, you know, across the spectrum from the founders to the big corporate is really sort of the inspiration of that density and the collisions across the ecosystem. And when I say ecosystem here, I really mean the whole vertical from the founders almost at the ground floor to the corporate at the top floors in a structure. And yeah. I see corporates wanting to actually have they're actually trapped inside their corporate offices. Innovation drives towards sort of inspiration by engaging the community. And some of our corporates says, I don't want to build an office in this building, the Ion, to hide people. I want to build not an office that you can hide in, but a place that they can purposefully collide and engage with that ecosystem. So again, how do we create those intentional engagement, you know, that is really authentic to the building and to Houston, where we actually learn from each other and we amplify all the things we're doing and we build capacity. So if you're a startup or a founder, come participate in getting sort of accelerated into that. If you're a corporate, come participate because you get to collide with all that programming and engagement that we're creating. And that's where that's the genius of it. It's really about focusing on solving the hard problems and then the intentional play, striving towards creating those opportunities for all of them. And it really is, it's one of those things that, you know, it's hard to explain until you're sort of in there walking around and seeing it. And even I get amazed, you know, on a daily basis, like, wow, this could do way more. So we're working very hard to get people into the building and then figuring out how we actually then amplify that. And we will learn along the way and do more as we forward.
So question as it relates, what kind of programming would you offer?
So we're a broad creator. So we think about it as almost like a funnel, which is pretty standard in this sort of conversation. It's like top of the funnel, we need to get people in the door. And that means it's almost light bites, if you will, from an appetizer perspective, you know, where you're going in the building, you get to sort of see what we're doing. And we're doing, you know, family tech nights to actually go beyond just the entrepreneurs and founders, but get families involved in thinking about tech and innovation, you know, and what that could do for your family. We're doing, you know, we're partnering with Latinx Startup Alliance to focus specifically sort of on how we amplify and create a welcoming environment and engagement for the Hispanic community in Houston, working with our friend Jesse Martinez, which I know you know well, you know, and so sort of a Houstonian moved to the Bay Area, coming to some degree back and helping us sort of, you know, drive that. We're doing Plaza Tech as a way to engage with various you know, stakeholders in the community, create that programming. We do how to start a startup, you know, how do you actually get in there to do a startup? You know, how do you do angel investing, you know, of that? You know, what are all the things you need to do to be a successful entrepreneur? But beyond that, we're also going to be launching a set of workforce development programs. Maybe you're not a founder or an entrepreneur or an innovator, but you want to get into the tech workforce. University was maybe not the right thing for you or for various reasons. Can we start you on that journey, maybe if you didn't start through the traditional mechanism? So that's another vehicle that we're working on and we'll be launching very soon.
Well, listen, it sounds absolutely fascinating, and I can't wait to get out there with some of our board members. And I just want to say congratulations and count on us as a partner with you all at the Ion. Again, on behalf of our Chamber of Commerce, we thank you for watching and thank you for joining us, and make sure you visit their website. Jan, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura, and welcome, and look forward to hosting you.
Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.